Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Email scams are getting out of hand. Today I actually got a notice that looked like an email scam, but it was purportedly from a company I do business with. And I actually looked at it, I was about to hit delete, and I'm like, maybe this is real? Now, I'll explain to you what I did to take care of that. But the point is that most people's email inboxes are filled with garbage on a daily basis, at least mine are. And part of the problem is that my website for years had my email address on it. So if you know, Law Office of Steve Leto, letoslaw.com, and it has an email address there. And so there's harvesters that go out and crawl the web looking for email addresses, and they compile them by the millions, and then they bury you in spam. So I've got spam filters in place and all kinds of junk filters, but when somebody creates a new spam from a new address, the first one gets through, and my first thought was, oh, I got another piece of spam here. I was about to hit delete, and I didn't. It turns out it was real. So we'll talk about that in a second. But the people of Washington, in particular, the state of, are being warned by King 5, K-I-N-G. Renton police warn of red light camera ticket scam. And the trick is they're trying to get you to pay for a red light ticket that's not real. And it looks real, though. That's the problem. So Renton police are warning drivers of a scam that will trick you into paying a fake red light camera ticket. It arrives as an email. And that's the catch here, because they don't email red light tickets to you. But it says here, drivers believe they've gotten a citation from a red light enforcement camera, because that's what the email says. Then there's a link where you can take care of the ticket, and it appears to have convincing details, such as the name of an intersection nearby. And nowadays, they're actually getting more sophisticated with the spam. In the old days, they'd send out a billion emails, and they'd all read the exact same way, and they'd hope that, every so often someone's going to fall for it. Here, they've actually worked some details in based on your location. Renton police said a driver's data, including familiar streets, are often stolen through malware attached to some traffic apps. Scammers can use that information to their advantage and tailor a fake notice to a driver's habits. So what they're doing, instead of sending out a billion spam emails, they're instead getting the information about somebody and sending them a fake one. More information here, sending a fake one, and doing that periodically. By the way, in case you're hearing the low rumbling bass, I got a thunderstorm rolling over right now overhead, and I can hear the thunder out there. It's loud and bassy. So, Renton police said a driver's data can often be used, stolen through malware. The scam is often difficult to spot because cities do contract their camera enforcement services to third-party companies. And that's another problem here. Now, don't get me wrong. They could fake an official-looking notice if the red light camera's tickets came from a courthouse, for instance. It's not that hard to mimic anything these days on paper using Photoshop and cut and paste and so on. But people know that red light camera tickets are often coming from a third party. And most people wouldn't know what that looks like. Now, see, I'm an attorney. So I see stuff all day long with the state of Michigan seal on it. And often the seals from various courts. Oakland County Circuit Court, Wayne County Circuit Court, Ingham County Circuit Court. So I know what these things tend to look like. And so when someone gets a thing in the mail and it says, this is a red light camera ticket, and it looks like a ticket, but it says you got to pay this third party, that kind of makes sense on one level because that's how these things are often run. So Renton police said they will never email a driver about a citation. Those will always come U.S. mail. And this gets us to where the whole system falls apart. Because there are some entities out there that will only contact you certain ways. So I've mentioned before, people tell me, Steve, I got a phone call from the IRS. Looked at the caller ID. It even said Internal Revenue Service with a return phone number in Washington, D.C. The IRS called me. If you go to the IRS website, it says, we will never call you. Okay, you can call us, but official notices from the IRS will come by mail. Okay? Likewise, the FBI will not email you. And generally speaking, they're not going to call you and tell you that they found evidence in a burning car on the border that's going to get your Social Security number canceled, okay? So this is the problem, that some of these entities will mail you, some of them will not. So when it comes to your red light camera ticket, if in fact you got one, it would be mailed to you but not emailed to you, okay? So traffic enforcement cameras do read license plates, and police note that, at least in Washington, there's no record of your email address being attached to your plate. So if, in fact, you were to get a red light camera ticket in Washington, there would be no email address attached to it, and they would mail it to you because there is a mailing address attached to your driver's license. So this morning, I got a notice, and it says, we've had problems processing this one bill of yours, an invoice of yours. Please click here to straighten this out. Anytime you get an email that says, click here to straighten this out, don't click there. Never click there. Because a legitimate business is going to say, click here or log on to our site and correct it there. And that's what this email said. So I was about to hit delete. I'm like, maybe. And it turns out it's a service that I use that bills once a year. And I gave them a credit card a year ago that expired and was replaced about 3 months ago. So when they went to auto-renew, it got kicked back because the card was expired. And I know this now because I did not click on the email. I went to my computer on my desk, and I simply went to the website, and I logged in, and I went to my account, and it says, your bill is due right now, and then it says, please note, expired credit card information. I said, oh, okay. But I knew I was at the right place because I had gone and logged into there separately. I got the email on my phone, and I logged in through the computer. And going into the computer, I confirmed it was a real, actual situation with an actual company I'm doing business with on an actual invoice that I did, in fact, want to pay. So I went and I paid it and took care of it that way. But that's the important thing. Again, I give this lecture, I think, about once a month, where I tell you that you being the brightest audience on earth, and the best looking too, you know this stuff I'm telling you. But I'm not always giving my advice to you just for you. There are people in your life, relatives, siblings, parents, aunts and uncles, that you will bump into, you'll be talking to about this stuff, and you need to explain to them the idea that if someone calls you out of the blue unexpectedly on your cell phone, before you do anything of importance, such as give them a credit card, get their name and number and say, I want to call you back, and hang up. And before calling them back, they call you, or they call me, or they call whoever. They call somebody just to double check this. Any legitimate organization that calls you would let you call them back. Likewise, someone who emails you and needs a response immediately can wait a few minutes while you show the email to somebody. Go, do you think this is real? And hopefully when they do that and say, is this for real? You say, one way to find out. Don't click on the email, but go directly in through the website and see if that's correct. Once in a while it is these days. Imagine that. So that's the thing with the emails. That's the thing with the texts people get these days. That's the thing with the phone calls. I mean, and I remember back in the day when I had a fax machine. I still have a fax number, but it's virtual. And I used to get junk faxes, you know. But even so, that's, they can put a piece of paper on your desk. They got to get you to take a bunch of steps later to get some money out of you. Nowadays, unfortunately, if you click and give them your credit card information or your debit card information or something, they can rip you off virtually while they're sitting on another continent in an internet cafe someplace going, yes, I am with the FBI. So there you go. But the Renton police warn of red light camera ticket scam from King5, K-I-N-G television. And Caleb sent it. Thanks a lot, my friend. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others in the world remains and is immortal.